Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
I'm Mark Bolton, founder of Mark Bolton Design. So we've been working on the D7 UX project now since March, I think. Just we kickstarted it at DrupalCon DC. And we've seen a lot of work, and we're at a period now of kind of finalizing bits and pieces. Dries in his keynote then mentioned a couple of exceptions, I think four exceptions to the code freeze, which are directly related to the work we're doing. So maybe I'll just start at the beginning. Since DrupalCon DC, we had a period of an iteration zero where we did a lot of research, a lot of testing, paper prototyping, that kind of thing. Then we moved into two-week sprints, and we had six of those, I believe, kind of a break in between, working with the guys at Acquia to build the new theme, but a bunch of other usability improvements under the hood. So we've seen our kind of quite holistic approach, our kind of big ideas, being broken up into tiny, tiny, tiny little pieces and into issues on the issue queue. And then each issue has been resolved and things getting into core and, you know, bit by bit by bit. That in itself has been quite a challenge, I think. It's a very different process that I'm used to, design-wise. It requires an awful lot of communication and me trying to keep abreast of everything. Luckily, in the guys at Acquia, I've had also a good team of people kind of pointing me in the right direction, say, can you comment on this issue? Can you comment on that issue? So as we stand today, we've just wrapped up another month of kind of small tweaks, and I guess that will be rolling into then October 15th, which is the cutoff date for the slushy period. And then there'll be minor usability improvements, I guess, beyond that. Very, very small. But really, yeah, we're pretty much at the end of our process, as it were.
It seems like the process of integrating the designers, Dries has mentioned in his keynote, that this is just part of the growth process of trying to pay attention to these types of things. And, it's created some schisms between developers and designers. Maybe you could sort of just give a snapshot as to what that tension is between open source developers and the designers.
Sure, yeah. Well, I wrote a blog post about this last week on my blog, markbolton.co.uk, about how I see design in open source. So Drupal is a software project, right? And it's also, I keep getting told it's a duocracy. So you scratch your own itch. If you've got a problem, fix it or get out of the way. Now, for a software project, you have to be able to write code to contribute, because that's how things get done. And developers who are part of the community write patches, they contribute to the software. This is what makes Drupal great and open source great. However, in an open source community, I don't think designers can contribute because they can't write code. So designers can participate, but there can't be any kind of agent of change, because in a duocracy where they have an itch to scratch, they can't do, because doing is writing the code, and they can't do that. So you either have to have the ear of and trust, more importantly, of a developer who can do the doing for you, or which in many designers in the Drupal community at the moment feel they're floating around in a community getting, I guess, increasingly frustrated with not being able to do anything. I don't really know what the answers are. Well, Lisa, who I've been working with on the D7 UX project, wrote a post a couple of months ago about Drupal maybe needs a design manager. And I see that role as being someone, and so does Lisa, as someone a little bit like what Kieran Lyle does. So he kind of floats around the community making connections. So he puts people in contact with other people who have similar problems. And I see maybe the design manager doing that kind of thing. So maybe it's a funded post in some respect, the same way that, Kieran gets his bills paid by Acquia, and somebody to facilitate and making the connections between designers and developers so that designers can do and they can influence change. Because at the moment, we can't, and it's pretty frustrating. But it's really interesting because actually this... So I've been working on the web since 95, thereabouts, and in all honesty, I've not heard of or been party to this kind of tension in years. So maybe 4 or 5 years? So in agencies I've worked at, I used to work at the BBC in-house. Designers and developers pretty much got along swimmingly. We all worked in the same team and, you know, it worked pretty well. So it feels a little bit like 2001 at the moment. It's a similar kind of argument, you know? I mean, these arguments have been had before. A lot of people are bored with them. But it doesn't mean that they're not important discussions. So
it seems like with Drupal, the difference is that since it's an open source project and is scratching your own itch, that a lot of the desire for functionality, a developer can sort of do that pretty much on his own, and it may have horrible user experience or horrible design, but he can sort of work in isolation, and that's sort of what Earl Miles had brought up in his post, to saying that the developers can do that, but the designers, they can't sort of go out and implement it using the CVS and working through the Drupal processes.
Yeah, and it's also been, you know, Earl made some really great points in his post, you know, and that post was, I guess, as a reaction to me tweeting about some of the generic front-end code, the HTML that Vue produces. I wasn't very happy at seeing that code invented, and as people do when they're frustrated, and, you know, Miles, you know, he's done some fantastic work for the community, and he's bear the brunt of, you know, silly frustrations like that for a long time, and I should have known better before doing that, but, you know, what do you do when you're frustrated? And I think the argument was about the HTML and the semantics of the HTML, and, you know, the Drupal community and designers. I think that the Drupal community at the moment is going through a little, as Dries mentioned in his keynote, it's going through a little bit of change, and change is a bit painful sometimes. And as part of that change, the community is having to learn how to deal with different types of people. So designers, project managers, or content authors. And, you know, it can be difficult. And I'm not saying that everyone is going to get along, because I don't know whether they will. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
It's another aspect that working with the Drupal project is that they have to sort of break things up and commit patches. And when you're dealing with design, it's sort of a holistic vision. And so maybe talk about the process of taking your holistic vision and having to sort of chop it up into like little pieces that are going in and not all at the same time.
Yeah. So the challenge with that for me and managing the process of building the design is to ensure that all those various million itty bitty little bits fits into one holistic vision. So each time the project is broken up into a small piece, it's an opportunity for change. And it's an opportunity for dilution of the bigger picture. So that's the big challenge, is not necessarily spending time in Photoshop with, you know, setting type or choosing the right color. It's communicating with people here, there, and everywhere on every tiny little bit, and having to refer to the information architecture, having to refer to our design principles again. It's continually kind of pointing people backwards to the work that we did several months ago and reminding the developers who are doing the doing in this duocracy, they're doing it for a reason, and the reason might not be themselves. It might not be their own itch. And I do not underestimate how difficult that is for some people. You know, it requires a lot of faith and a lot of trust and that kind of thing. It's very hard. And from a design perspective, it's very difficult for me to see the very holistic, connected approach based on, you know, pretty solid research be broken into a million different pieces to be implemented and to be charged with keeping a track of everything to make sure that vision isn't diluted. That's been probably the most difficult part of this project. And, you know, it's been a difficult part for everybody. I think that there are a lot of opponents to the process. For those opponents, I'd like to say this, which is if you compare the process that we've just gone through with any other design process, you'll see that it's far and apart, as you know, it's way more open, way more collaborative than many design processes. You know, we've pretty much been going by the seat of our pants quite a lot of the time, you know, being small and adaptable and trying to figure things out as we go along, because this is pretty new. nobody's really done this with any degree of success before. That in itself is quite challenging.
And so with Drupal 7, there's a new administration theme of 7, and maybe you could talk about sort of your design principles or user experience goals with that. Like, what were sort of those bullet points that you're going for in achieving?
Yeah, so we had a few design principles which came out of the research which represented recurrent pain points for users, recurrent trends in the research. And I probably can't remember them all, but I can remember a couple which really stick out, which is privilege the content creator. It's probably the number one. And it's the number one principle that we're getting the most kickback from at this moment in time, because the people building it don't necessarily represent the content creators. So we keep having to remind people why we're doing this work. The second one, which I find the most challenging, the most interesting, is giving people the right tools to make good design decisions, good decisions about their site and about their content. This principle aligned really closely with one of the aspects of the redesign, which unfortunately had to get kind of dropped. Maybe we'll see it in D8. Maybe we'll see it as contrib. I certainly hope so, because it's a pretty cool idea, which is this notion of a visual site builder tool, similar to Yahoo Pipes, something like that. And that is a tool to let people make really, really cool design decisions when building their site. It's not about giving them a bunch of forms with a million different options. It's just about letting them do something very quickly. So Drupal has, forever and a day, has mixed up the area of this is my admin and this is my site, and I kind of combined. That was a sticking point for some users, at least initially. Now, I know that a lot of people, once using Drupal for a while, get that, and they understand it, and it's not a problem. But for some particularly new users, content creators I'm talking about here, not site builders, then that is an issue immediately. You can easily get lost. So the notion of the overlay was conceived on the back of that research and on the back of the principle that as a user, I should always know where I am. And it's one of the confusing things about Drupal currently is that you can get lost pretty easily. So we've had some challenges along the way with the overlay. You know, we've had to reintroduce the breadcrumb and things like that to make sure that orientation is pretty solid so people know where they are. And the overlay can be turned off, so you can navigate your site. You still have the toolbar across the top in your shortcuts. You can navigate your site to a page, say, you want to edit. You click Edit in Place. The interface kind of changes so that you can edit blocks in the interface, and then clicking on a block would fire up the overlay and take you directly to that editing of that block. Again, this is a point where we're seeing quite a bit of pain at the moment, is because we're not quite there with all this functionality yet. So there are hooks in there to fire up the overlay, but nothing's happening. So, you know, it's this idea of this holistic vision being broken up. Some bits are in, some bits aren't. Equals pain, unfortunately. Yeah.
It seems like there does seem to be a grace period over the next couple of months where a lot of this will, as at this point of the time of this recording of the interview, it's still kind of up in the air in terms of like how it's going to sort of end up. But it must be very scary for you at this point to be like, you know, you don't want to walk away with something that's kind of like half implemented. So what's sort of your strategy over the next couple of months in terms of like bringing this thing home?
Yeah, and I mean, it's more of the same, really. It's so I have a weekly call with Acquia. We talk about what's happened the previous week, what we're going to do the following week. And it's been in IRC quite a bit. It's been in the issue queue, commenting on issues. Quite often it's just to provide some feedback to unblock an issue because it's kind of just got blocked and some reason or other people are arguing. And so really we've got four main kind of focuses, which Dries mentioned in his keynote. Shortcuts is a big one. Having the ability to create your own shortcuts, to build your own, similar to a browser's bookmarks essentially. And the dashboard is a big one for me, because essentially that's kind of one big shortcut, really. It's one big shortcut to wherever you want to go. It'll be configurable with a bunch of blocks that you can, you know, add links to wherever you want to go. And the hope is that eventually contrib modules can expose functionality to the dashboard, so you can have analytics and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So that's a big one for me. A big one for me as well is to keep ushering on increases in performance in the overlay, not only technical performance, but also perceived performance, in that at the moment, because of modules like the admin menu, things like that, where you can get to anything you want to in one click, because the overlay is now introducing several more clicks. It's being perceived by a lot of developers in the community as slower. Not necessarily the case. My response to that is that, so Jared Spool talks a lot about the scent of information. And if you're following the scent and the scent's getting stronger and you know where you're going, the amount of clicks it takes to get there within reason has been tested several times by Jared to not be an issue. So, you know, we provide stronger scent, and by doing that, have several more clicks. By doing that, you're reinforcing orientation. So rather than jumping from one place to the next in a single click, orientation can be a bit of an issue. So we're hoping to see that. That's one thing that I'm going to be continuing to feedback on. So there's a few things, and it's really just kind of driving it home. I don't think 7, the theme, and some of the usability improvements, I think they probably represent maybe 70% of overall kind of vision, which is pretty good. It's pretty good going. You know, I'm not that dissatisfied with that. I think that's good. There are some things that I would have loved to have seen the community step up to really grasp a hold of, such as the site builder. I feel that the site builder would have been a game changer for Drupal. It really would have set it apart from its competition. Not only that, but it would have set it apart for the users as well, as having an easy tool to build sites with. But, you know, maybe somebody will step up, and I'd love to help that person, whoever it is, you know, try and realize it. That'd be great.
And finally, maybe you could just sort of reflect on your experiences in terms of working with a big project like Drupal and open source, and just the process and what sort of lessons you've learned through all of this.
Yeah, well, where to start with that? It's been a year since Drupal.org redesign was announced in Szeged, and it's probably been the year in which I've grown the most as a designer since starting designing commercially. It's continually, like Dries' quote in his keynote, you know, if you're not scared, you're doing something wrong, kind of thing. I'm paraphrasing here, but it's essentially that. I've been terrified for about a year. I've been having to, Lisa and I have been having to rethink our approach to get the best out of the community and the environment and the project and our work. And we knew from day one that this was always going to be about the community was the client, not the people paying the bills. And, you know, I'd like to thank Acquia and the Drupal Association for, you know, putting that out there as a way of working. You know, because to be frank, I mean, that just does not happen in many places. It requires an incredible amount of trust. And so that's been challenging. I mean, commercially, it's been challenging having to work in an iterative fashion with Drupal.org and now with D7 openly, iteratively. Has been a challenge commercially. You know, there are only so many hours in the day, and I've got a young family and all of that kind of thing. So, you know, on a personal level, it's also been, Lisa and I know, and I can speak for her, we've both found it challenging. Drupal can be a bit of a time suck, you know? I'm sure everybody knows that. And there are probably times when my wife would like me to walk away, but I'm not going to walk away. I would like to think of myself as a mid-sider now, not an insider. And I don't think I should be an insider. I think that it's important for designers in the Drupal community, and to a degree, developers, to remain outsiders, because that will give you a sense of perspective. It will give you a sense of the bigger, the greater whole within the industry. So I'm going to remain a little bit technology agnostic. However, we've hired a Drupal developer in the studio. We're producing Drupal sites now. You know, commercially, we can see the value. But at the same time, you know, I'm not jumping into bed. I'm on the edge of the bed. So, yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Great.
Thank you very much.